We're Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. The Mishnah told us there were 6 things that the people Yerichai did. 3 of them the Chachamim protested, and 3 of them didn't protest. Says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph on top. The Rabbanan learned Shisha Dvarim, similar thing, 6 things. Asa Chizkiya HaMelech, 6 things Chizkiya HaMelech did. Al Shloisha Hoidloi, and 3 things that Chachamim actually commended him for. Al Shloisha Lohoidloi, and on 3 things that Chachamim did not approve. Number one, Gired Atzamais Aviv. His father Achaz was a big Rasha, so what he did was when he died, he dragged his bones, Al Mita Shechavalim, a bed made out of rope, and Vahoydulay, they praise him. There's a big machlekes in halacha between the Rambam and others whether you have to respect your father who's a Rasha. The Rambam says you do, and other Rishonim hold that you don't. They bring a raya from here against the Rambam, L'chayla here, it says clearly that he did, look how he did it disrespectfully, was his father. Rashi says over here that he did it in order to mechaber chaper. So they want to end for that. The truth of the matter is, it's difficult to say because the Rambam's basis is that a shlich bezin is not allowed to give malchus to his father, even though what's the purpose of malchus kapara? And yet, you're not allowed to do that. Plus, there's a taz that says that you're not allowed to, even if according to those who shrein him or hold that you don't have to respect your father if he's a Rasha, but you're not allowed to be mavazim him. And here he was. The Me'idi actually says, others say that he didn't do it, others did it, but because he didn't say anything, it's as if he did it. So therefore, it's not a problem with the Rambam or anything else. The Me'idi actually says that he didn't literally take him and drag him and everything else. He buried him in a normal grave, not in the royal grave, because he behaved like a Rasha. Next thing was he did Kitas Nochet Chayshus. That guy, that copper snake that we read about in Parshat Chukas that was used to save the Eden, the Eden then turned around and started worshipping it like an idol, so he crushed it. And he was praised. The third thing was Gonaz Sefer Refuas. He hid the book of medicines. According to the Ramban, it was the Rambam, it was the Shlomo Melech who actually wrote this book of medicine. And that explains why they hid it and they didn't burn it. They should have burnt it. The Rambam says that what it was a book of constellations. And according to the constellations, what's good therapy, what's not good therapy. And you wrote it l'chatchila to teach people how to, you know, just teach people for the theory. That's why they hid it, but nevertheless they didn't destroy it. The Ramban writes in Chumash that there's no, you're not allowed to go to a doctor. This mekan nitn reshus roifel rapas is only on the doctor that he's allowed to heal, but nowhere does it say that it's a permission for a chayla to go to a doctor. And therefore they hid this book because we shouldn't be using the books. Rashi learned Parshat Pshat because people started to rely on this book and they forgot about the Eibishter. The Rambam makes fun of it. The Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos says, if so, then we should also not eat bread anymore. Because if people are hungry, they eat bread so they can stop thanking the Eibishter. No, boss. You thank the Eibishter for providing the bread. So thank the Eibishter for giving this book. Why do you have to hide this book? Unless you have no brain, yeah.
So therefore, if you incur an expense, why should you be paid compensation for it? The rapper, your rapper, shift your rapper, you got to get...
On the contrary, it would be a mitzvah, then the doctor's not a charge. After he says, ma'ani b'chinim avatem b'chinim. And it's a whole discussion. We'll go to get to it one another time. 3 things that didn't approve. Number one is Kitzes Dalter Shel Heichel. He broke down the doors of the Heichel. The Shigron LeMelech Asher. He sent it to Melech Asher to appease him. And V'lohei Lecham didn't approve of it. According to some of the Shainim, he actually didn't take the doors down. He took the gold off the doors and he sent it to him. And why didn't they approve it? He should believe he had trust the Abish that the Abish is going to save him. And the Machlek is a Shainim. Things are Asab Hano. This is Hegdish. This is Moel Behegdish. If things are Asab Hano, it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Paschim in Shulchan Aruch, that if you things which are osabahana, like in the graveyard, things which are like the tree hanging over the grave, but if you're cutting it off and selling it in order to improve the cemetery, you're allowed to. And the Rai is from here. He did it to save the base of Migdish. That's why he did it. And they didn't approve only because he should have relied on the Abishta.
Tree hanging over a grave, is it land or
not? No, it's osabahana. Because whatever it is.
You can have it, but you can't have it.
Sosam Megichen Helion. He knew that they were coming Melech Asher, so he went ahead and he took the aqueducts and he shut them down. Lahaylacham again didn't approve it. Why didn't they approve it again? Even though it says in other midrashim that in Avos Hanosan says it was a great thing that he did and it was a complimentary and he killed the Chachamim. It was all great, but he should have relied on the Eibishter's Havtocha that everything will work out. Didn't have to do anything. And the third thing was Oyv Nisim Nisim. Came Rosh Chodesh Nisim and he decided to make an Ibiyar. And the Machlek is Rosheini whether he actually already declared Rosh Chodesh Nisim. Or they didn't declare the Shchayi Nisim, but because it was potential to be the Shchayi Nisim, he shouldn't have declared it. And actually, he did tshuva. The Gemara learning Rosh Hashanah, he did tshuva on this. L'hayicham didn't approve. Said the Gemara, Ma'kivin, the Kol Yom, and Erev Pesach, they spent all day grafting these trees to save these trees. Says the Gemara, Hechi Avdi, what exactly did they do? Yeah, Omar, Rabbi Yehuda, Maisi, Asa, Dara, they brought a moist myrtle, Hadas, Veshikra, the Daphna, they brought the sap of this of the tree, Vekimcha, the Sara, and they put flour from barley, the Rami, Bimana, they put it inside a vessel, the Lecholfila, Boenyemer, that didn't sit there for 40 days, and then Martelechu, and then they heated it up. And then the shadilu, and they poured it into ledikle belibin, the heart of a palm tree. A tree has a marrow and has a heart. The heart is the length, and that's where they poured. They made a crack and they poured it into there. Chol de koi ba'arba amas a day, and because it sucked out so much water, moisture, any other tree that was within 4 amas of this tree, ila avdi lehachi tzoyla alti, would dry up straight away, shrivel, because this tree sucked out all the nutrients from the ground and all the moisture. No, they did something else. What they did was that manchi, they put kufra dukra, the nukvasa. They took a branch from a male tree and put it into a female tree. Male trees are the ones that bear fruits, the female trees don't bear fruits. They took a branch from a male tree, put it in, grafted into a female tree so that the female tree should also bear fruits. And I guess they were pressed for time because they didn't do it out of, it might be dover or over. That's why they did it. But the chachamim were very happy. Okay, continue. Chachamim just didn't protest. The koich and the shema, they wrapped up shema. What do they wrapped up shema? Hey, what exactly did they do? Amar Rav Yehuda said, I mean, shema is Hashem Elokeinu Echad, v'lohayim afsikin, they didn't make a hefse between echad and v'hafta. Even though you had to say echad and take a breath, you're supposed to lengthen the dalud there, but they didn't. And they went straight into v'hafta. That's what they did. Rava said, "Mafsikin hoy." They did make interruption. They used to say the words "Hayyim" and didn't make a pause. They said "Hayyim al vechol," as if today the Eibush said, "Today Har Sinai, you have to listen to what I have to say." The mashma "Hayyim al vechol," "Lemachal vechol," not tomorrow. And that's why Chavin they didn't protest, but weren't happy either. Says Gemara further, talking about the hefse between Shema and Hafta. Tomorrow we learn. Kate said, "Oyu koichin Shema." Another opinion says, "How did they wrap up Shema?" I'm Shema Yisrael Shalom Kedem Chadul. I'm Mavsikin. They didn't make an interruption. And I've lived a mayor. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Mavsikin Oyu." Elo Shalohayu. I'm in Baruch Shein Kevayin Machusel Loyelam Void. They didn't say this an additional part. Shema is in the Teda. Hafta is in the Teda, but they didn't say Baruch Shein, which is not in the Teda. But now in my time, I'm reading. So why do we say it? Where does it come from? Says Gemara, it's a medrash. He said, "Here, us will gather together." I want to tell you what's going to happen. Bachlis Yamin, because Yaakov, the galos, the bon of Kate Yamin. He wanted to reveal to them the end of time. And the Shechina disappeared. He suddenly didn't lose. He lost the knowledge of knowing when Mashiach will come. The question everybody asks is, and there's a long sikh on this, why was Yaakov so pressed to tell them when Mashiach will come? Well, it'll tell them 3,000 years Mashiach is coming, and it's going to get them excited. I heard it once a bit of a shot. That they said in the Zohar, the Eden were in Yisrael, in Mitzrayim for 210 years, because they put Yitzchak, they put in Chedim, they sold Yosef, and they put in Chedim anybody who reveals to Yaakov. That's why Yitzchak didn't, Rashi says Yitzchak didn't reveal to Yaakov. And the Chedim was 9 Shvatim, plus the Eibishter is 10. What was the name of the Eibishter? One of the 7 names you're not allowed to raise. Eke. Like Moshe Rabbeinu was told by the Eibishter in Parshas Shmos, Eke. Eke is Gematria 21. 10 times 21 is 210, and because they invoked the Eibishter's name in order to do Mechilas Yosef, the Gemara in Shabbos says, because of Mechilas Yosef, the Eden went to Mitzrayim, that's why they were there 210 years. That's what Yaakov wanted to tell his children. They're going to be there 210 years. But Yaakov's Cheshbon was one mistake. He didn't know the Shechinah was included in this Cherem. He thought there were only 9 Shvatim. So he made a Cheshbon. 9 times 21 is 189. So the Eden will be 189 years in Mitzrayim. And the 190th year, they will go out. That's what he wanted to tell them. But he forgot that the Shechinah was also involved as 210. So this is what the Gemara says. Because Yaakov the Galabal, he wanted to tell his children, Kates is 190, Kuf Tzadik. He wanted to tell his children in the year 190, we're leaving Mitzrayim, so don't despair, it's not going to be forever. But when Yistalkim and Shechinah, he forgot that the Shechinah was also including the Cherem, so it's really 210 years. Omar, he said, why did I forget about the Shechinah? Maybe I also have one of my children's apostle, Avram, like my Zayda Avram, Shiyotzim and Ishmael, had a son called Ishmael. Or Avi Yitzchak, my father Yitzchak, Shiyotzim and Esav, the Esav came out from him. Omar, they said to him, one of his children, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Hashem, Echad. Yisrael is referring to the father, Yaakov. Listen, father, we still believe in the Eibishter, every one of us. You only believe in one Eibishter, kach ein b'libeinu l'echad. World tzaddikim. So as soon as Yaakov heard that, he was reassured. He opened up his mouth and he said, Baruch Shein Kevayin Malchus Leil Avod. Amri Rabbanah said later on, Hey Chinavi, what should we do? Ne'emru, should we say Baruch Shein? La'im Ne'emru, what should we say? La'amru Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe didn't say. It's not in the Torah. We shouldn't say it. Amri Yaakov. Yaakov did say it. He's kinu. They decided. We should say it quietly. Except in Yom Kippur. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Amr Rabbi Ami, Moshel, this is similar, Labas Melech, to a princess, Sharichat Tziki Deda, she smelled some good, nice food, and she really wanted it. She had a craving for it. But you couldn't say a princess have a craving for something, food, pasnish. If she say something, Yeshtagina, it's embarrassing for her, a princess, to behave this way. Loi Toimer, Yeshtag, she has pain because she really enjoys it. His Chilu Avdel, Lahavi B'chashai, her servants understood her, understood that she really wanted it, so quietly they brought her, discreetly they brought her that food. Same thing here. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, so out of respect to Moshe, we don't say it loud, but Yaakov did, so we say it discreetly. Omar Rav Avuhu said, but then the Chacham decided, no, we'll say it loud, the Apocryphim saw us moving our lips between Shema Shushkin, between Shema and Vahavta, they started saying, who knows what these guys are saying, maybe they're worshipping another god, maybe they're doing something else. So in order to negate that opinion, so they started saying loud, Baruch Shem, so everyone should hear exactly what they're saying. But in those cities, the Lekaminim, you don't have these kind of apokursim that are constantly looking, and these cynics can't looking under my Yiddishkeit. Ad hash, until now, Amri Chashay, they still continue saying it quietly. Says him further, talking about things that were Cham approved, Cham didn't approve. That's what we learned. Shisha Dvarim, six things, also Anshi, Yiricha, people, Yiricha did. Shloisha Beratzah, Cham, three things that Cham approved. Shloisha Sharai Beratzah, Cham, things here Beratzah. In the Mishnah, we had three things where they protested, three things they didn't, which means they weren't happy about anything, but some of them they made a big issue out of, some of them decided, you know what? It's all right. Mashenkin here is saying he has six things, three things they actually approved of, and three things they didn't. The Eilu Berotcham, these things actually approved of them. Markivin the Kolokolo Yom Ere Pesach, they did it because of Dovra Ovid, they had to do it before Yom Tov, so they grafted these trees and they approved them. The Koichin Shema, they actually approved that they used to wrap around Shema. The Koitzin Lifnei Omer, they used to harvest before the Omer from those fields that the Omer would not be brought of, and we're not worried that maybe they'll come to eat from it because they all know that a whole year they didn't eat from it, they won't come to eat from it, so there's no problem. However, the Eilu, the following, Shaloi Berotcham, Goitzin Lifnei Omer, they used to pile up. That already, you should wait until the Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach. They used to open the walls, the big breaches in their walls around the gardens and the orchards. They would allow the poor people to come in Bishnei B'tzaydis and hunger year to eat Nesher, all those fruits that fell on the ground on Shabbos and Yantiv. And we know that on Shabbos and Yantiv you should not eat from fruits lying on the ground next to a tree because, as we'll soon see, either because of Neulid, because the Menu was created there, because it was Muktzah, or because we're Geizer, that you might come climb a tree and pull fruits off. Matirin Gamzish al Hegdish, they used to allow the additional growth, aftergrowth, that would from trees that were consecrated Hegdish from Chru, from the carrot trees, Vishal Shikma and Sikmo trees, Divir Ameh. Amalai Rabbi Chameh said that three things they approved and three things they didn't. Amalai Rabbi Yehuda, Im Beratzah Chachamim Ayaisin, Yikol Admezken. If the Chacham approved this behavior, then why was it only limited to the people of Yericha? Then every single Yid should have done these things, wrap around Shema and everything else. Ella definitely Chacham didn't approve of any of these things. But El Elu Beelu Shalai Rabbi Chachamim, nothing here was approved. Al Shloisha Michu Beyadim, three things they were protested. Al Shloisha Lay Michu Beyadim, three things they didn't protest. The Eilu Shalai Michal Biyad, the following, they didn't protest. They weren't happy, but they didn't protest. Markivin the Kolin Kolayem, they used to graft the trees out of Pesach because they tiny, they had to do it now because of Dovra Ovid. Chacham didn't approve, but they didn't protest. Second thing was Koichin Shashma, they missed out Baruch Shem, they didn't make a half sick. Chacham didn't approve, but they didn't protest. And the third thing is, but here it says, V'koitzin, they harvested. Also, he adds the word V'goitzin, they piled up. And this is going to be a problem. Because L'chayder Ameh said, for V'goitzin, they used to not only not approve, they used to protest. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying, yeah, they didn't approve, but it sounds like they didn't protest. Why didn't they protest? We'll see in a minute. They learned the following Shemichu Yadin. They actually protested. Matidin Gamzal Hegdish Shel Chlu V'Shel Shikma. They allowed the aftergrowth by a sycamore tree and by a carob tree. Uparts and Pirtzes began his saying. Part the saying they used to make breaches in the walls and the gardens and the orchards. Lahachil Nesher to allow the fallen fruit. La'aniim to be eaten by poor people. B'Shabbos L'Yom Tovim B'Shnei B'Tzaydis and hungry years. And they did a very nice, a charitable thing. And the third thing was nice in Peya. They would give Peya to poor people in Yerik for vegetables, thinking they were doing a good thing, and actually they weren't, because Peya is hefker. Hefker, you don't have to give maaser. And here, what they did was they didn't give maaser from the payah. So the poor people were eating crop that should have been given maaser, and they didn't. You don't give pay for vegetables, we'll soon see. Not all vegetables, some you do, some you don't. We'll soon see. Umichu biyad racham, they protested. Says the Gemara, so what it sounds from here, that when it comes to goitchin, it's not such a bad thing, piling up. The Sovereign Rabbi Yehuda, Ketzidish Lacham, Rabbi Yehuda holds that harvest, first of all, it says here the harvesting was not with the Chacham's consent, and piling, the Chacham protested. Harvesting is a bad thing, but now we learned, Anche Yericha, the people of Yericha, Koitzin Lifnei Omer, they used to actually harvest before the Omer, Beratz HaChamim, the Chacham approved of it. Now, the Goitzin Lifnei Omer, when they used to pile up before the Omer, Shalei Beratz HaChamim. Now, how do you know the author of this Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe it's a mayor. But like Michu B'Yachamim, they didn't protest. Because who is the one who makes a distinction between protesting and protest? What's one of mayor? Who's the one who makes a difference that certain things they protested and they didn't, if they didn't approve any of them? That's Rabbi Yehuda. And yet it says Tony, it says Koitzin, but when it came to harvesting, approved of it. Not only didn't they protest, they didn't mind at all. You can harvest. Because since we're not going to get the Omer from this particular field, it's all right. So why does it say over here, Rabbi Yehuda says that the Chachamim did not approve of Koitzin v'Goitzin? So Gemara says, you're right. According to you, it's not three, it's four, because you add Koitzin, it's four items that Chachamim didn't protest. Alasami mekan k'sider, erase the word k'sider, erase the word harvesting. Says about further, umachzidin gamzil hegdish umatidin, they allowed gamzil the aftergrowth of hegdish. If you consecrate the street to hegdish, they allowed aftergrowth shall chrut from box of trees, carrot trees, shall shikman from sycamore trees. Amru, what did they say? Aviseinu lo higdishu elokaitus. Our ancestors, they only consecrated the trees itself, the trunk of the trees. But onu not this, so we're going to permit gamzi is the aftergrowth shall hegdish v'shal chruv of hegdish from carrot trees v'shal shikmer for sycamore trees. Uvigdulin haboyin la'achem bekanaskim. We're talking about the branches that the chatchil they donated to the Beis Hamikdash. We're talking about the branches that donated afterwards, because the branches don't make of course it's hegdish. Says the Gemara, v'sabri lo, what's their svar? They hold keman domer, like the opinion that says ein meila bigedulin. There's no stealing from hegdish with aftergrowth. It might be usher, but there's no stealing. The chachamim savri chacham hold nihi de meila leka. There's no meila. However, isur mik is still an isur. Therefore, they didn't approve. They didn't protest because the taka no meila, but they didn't approve. Says the other thing. Well, parts and pitchers they used to breach their fences and allow poor people to come in to eat the fallen fruit. Amar Ula says Ula Amar Shemalakish Machlekes. What's the Machlekes between Anshe Yericha and Chacham? The Anshe Yericha did it. The Chacham didn't approve. Why did they do it? And why Chacham didn't approve? The Anshe Yericha said Bishal Mechbadis. They ate the fruits that fell down between the branches. They used to eat that. We're talking about on top of the branch, the high branches. There were dates that fell down on the dates. That's the ones they used to eat. The Rabbanon Hall. We don't approve of those. Because why? Because since you have to climb the tree to get a hold of these fruits or higher branches, next time you climb the tree and you'll actually cut off. You pick the fruits. Gazrin and Shemayala v'yitlish. You're going to climb the tree and cut it off. The Anshe Yericha savri hold like Gazrin. We're not worried. Shemayala v'yitlish. These are already cut off. We're not worried that if you're going to allow them to cut off to eat the fallen dates, then they're going to climb the tree. Aval but Michelle be not keeping. But those dates that fell down between the thorns on the bottom, divrei hakamut. There's no climbing whatsoever. Then there's no chash whatsoever. Rashi, three lines into the narrow lines. Machleik is between Anshe Yericha Rabbanan and Bishal Mechbadas. Kapos Tmarim, Hein, Beroish HaDekel. What are these branches of the dates? They all on top of the tree. Ukfufuzu, each of the bent next to each other. Kein Kli, like a Keli. These branches so close to each other, so they can capture the dates. Ukja Tmarim, Noishim. When the dates fall down, Mechablis Oisim, they accept it. They capture it. Vekivin de Gavoya, it's very high. Vetorich Lalas Ala Dekel. You have to climb the palm tree in Noitlin to take them, to retrieve them. Chayshim Yawari, Shema Yitlash Minha. Next time you climb and actually pick the fruits from the tree itself, but and Anshe Yericha weren't worried. However, Bishal ben Akipim, those dates that fall down to the bottom, lemata min neifei and neifes hatachtoinim, lower down from the branches, all those branches on the bottom, there's thorns there. Veleka lemeches l'tlisha, there is no chash you're going to climb the trees, no chash cutting. The ain't kam mechubaris. If we're going to allow you to take these dates that fall on the bottom, even what are you worried about? There's no branches around. There's no dates growing around. What are you going to pick? You have to climb the tree to pick. It's a different story. Says the Gemara further. That explains the machlekes. So that's one version. Why do you allow the berries that fell down to the bottom? Because you're not worried about the climbing. There's another reason why you shouldn't eat fruits that fell down on Shabbos or Yom Tov. You know why? On Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmash is when you decide Muktzah. It was removed from your mind because at that time it was attached to the tree. And you couldn't have retrieved them because you're not allowed to pick fruits on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. So since it was Muktzah removed from your mind, anything Muktzah in the beginning of Shabbos or Yom Tov is Muktzah the entire. So what does it help me if it fell down even on the bottom branches? Why does it help? Rashi v'muktzes ninu shem erev Shabbos ben Hashmashah is Friday at evening. Hayim uchabadah they attached to a tree. V'nimtzu muktzes machmas iser. Even if you wanted to, you couldn't pick them. They were muktzes removed from your mind. Tlisha by the iser of cutting. Umuktzes ben Hashmashah, you know, it was muktzes l'chol yom. Anything also at the beginning of Shabbos, also the entire Shabbos. Says the Gemara, v'chi tema aygan answer to me. Hayil since the chazul la'arvin was it was suitable for ravens. Since it was suitable for ravens, because ravens can go and eat the berries. Or attached to the tree, and therefore, since you have ravens at home and you let it, and you have to feed them, so you let them fly around and they can eat these berries. Since they're not muktzah for the ravens, since they're muchen for the ravens, they're automatically considered prepared, ready for the person for human consumption. Therefore, it's not muktzah. No, no such thing. Just because it's suitable for the ravens doesn't make it suitable for human consumption. Hash the muchen la the mother something suitable for a person. Lo having muchen club, and we don't say it's suitable for dogs. What's suitable for a person is not necessarily suitable for dogs, and surely suitable for ravens is not suitable for humans. What's the ma'aser? Now we learned. If an animal died on Shabbos Yontif, can you feed the carcass to dogs? Im loy hoisen nevele me'erev Shabbos. If it was not yet dead before Shabbos, asura it is forbidden. It wasn't prepared for the dogs on Friday night. It was a living animal. Even though it was fit for human consumption, on Yom Tov for sure, because you shechted, and on Shabbos, Tesh already asked, how was it fit for humans? Tesh explains, in Metzias it was fit. It wasn't fit because the halacha does prevent you from shechting because it is a Shabbos. But Be'etzim, it's a living animal, you shechted, you can eat it. Therefore, it's suitable for human, but doesn't help for dogs. And he says, so surely muchel la'ard muchel adam, if it's suitable for ravens, should be suitable for human, not at all. So why are you telling me that the dates that fell down the bottom part of the tree is all right? It should be mukta Rashi. Chitim ahoy v'chazim mchube was attached la'ardman to the ravens. She actually has like David Beza growing in his house. Ligdayla, you're raising them. The muta lahamida alei put the ravens on top of these dates to eat them. Nevelish and the slab of nabu shabbat died on Shabbos. Ha'isa oimedes ben hashmashes la'adam, suitable for a person. Not prepared for the dogs, says the Gemara. Amale, yes, muchen la adam lo having muchen club. If it's suitable, this animal for human consumption doesn't make it automatically human fit for dog consumption. Therefore, he cannot eat on Yom Tov and Shabbos. The chomidi the chazil inchi, because generally anything which a person can eat, he will not offer to his dog. Lo mekatzele medaita, he will not remove his mind and prepare for a dog. So therefore, since it's suitable for human consumption, it's muktzah for a dog. If something is fit for ravens, why shouldn't it be fit also for humans? Why? Because komidi the chazil inish, anything which is suitable for a person died, he thinks about it. Just because a raven can eat from it also doesn't mean I don't want it. Why not? And therefore, it's not muktzah. The Anshi Richa said, and everyone agrees that the things on the dates on the bottom of the branches are not muktzah. The problem is, you might climb a tree and pick it. So on the bottom branches, there's no climbing, there's no picking. However, ki also Ravin, when Ravin came along, he said, and that was Ula's version of Rish Lakish. When Ravin came along, he said, Amar Shem Lakish? No. Machlek is Mishan Kippin. Faket. The whole Machlek is when the dates fell down on the bottom branches, are we worried about Muktz or not? The Rabban and Sarabban hold, Muchin la Arvim loy, Muhavi Muchin la Adam. It's Muktz, it's not suitable for people. But Anshi Richa said, the Muchin la Arvim, the Hayu Muchin la Adam. Ava Bisham Mechbadis on the higher branches, Divere Hakal, also everyone agrees that's Asr. Gazrinan Shema Yalav Yitlish. We are worried that maybe you climb and you pick. The machlek is whether it's muktzah or not, even though it's muchen la'arvim. Says you want to write nois in peyle. They gave peyle to vegetables. What's going on here? We know that peyle is not limited only to the five grains. It's limited. It's a number of vegetables are included. How do we know what's included, what's not included? We all dashin from a pasuk. What's a pasuk? Bless lahu. Don't they agree? La'anchi yiricha the following pasuk. That now we learn klal omru peyle. There's a rule by peyle. Koshi oichel. Anything which comes under the gedder of food. Number one. And v'nishme, and it's protected, it has a fence around it. And it's not hefker. And gedulim in arz, it grows from the ground. And we'll see, it means not mushrooms. Ula kitasik acha, they all get ready right the same season. Not that it's spread over weeks and months. Umachnitsa likim, normally it can store for a long time. It's not a perishable. Chaye bepeya. So now we're going to exclude each one. Koshu oichel food, prat, what are we excluding? Prat, nesfiche, those things that grow on their own. Avsatim v'koitza. This is, I think, safflower. I'm not sure. Safflower, what is satim v'keitzer? What's English title? I think one of them is safflower, the other one I don't remember. Wode. What's wode?
Murika krug,
says Rashi. Okay. So, Rashi explained, what's satim v'keitzer? Koshin lachil, they're not really meant to be eaten. Avosatim v'keitzer she'ena svich, and this is only because it grows by itself, so it's wild. But if you people plant it, then they take care of it in a way that you could be eaten. Okay, and kaitze is vaisha. Says the Gemara, right? Benishma is protected. Prat lehefkid. If it's hefkid, there's no din of peya. Vigidula minar, it grows from the ground. Prat lekimei in the pitrius. Mushrooms is something that you don't grow from the ground. That's why you make a brocha shakel, because it grows from the air. In the Sefer Aruch, in the Yiddish section, it says that tartoffel. And the Chassam Sefer learns that it actually means potatoes. And the Chassam Sefer says on potatoes, and Rabbi Nosna Adler says on potatoes, you make a shahakul, because he teaches commanded pitches of potatoes. Then he continues, Ula kitasan ke'achas, all in the same growth, pratle te'enim. The exception is figs. Why? Because figs get ready over time. You know, you can have some ripe now, and some be ripe in a week, in a month. So it's not, so figs you are potter from peya. Umachnisa lekiyim, and something which is not perishable, pratle yerek, those vegetables which are perishable. So you see, vegetables, you are potter from peya. And in Yericha, they did it. Rashi. So the question is why? Rashi, they don't get ripe altogether. And this finishes today. Another one comes out. It's entire summer they keep on coming up, blossoming. You know what we're talking about here? We're talking about the heads of turnips. That's the vegetables that they used to get pay from. And the machlekes between the chachamim and Yericha, where the turnips require pay. What's the machlekes? Because machnisa lekiyim. They used to store it. It wasn't perishable. How? But not on its own. They used to use something else. They used to take the leaves with it. The leaves protected to make sure it's not perishable. And that's a machlekes. Something which is naturally perishable, but if you did something to it, it's no longer perishable. You use something else, for example, leaves to help it, to sustain it. It's still considered kim. The question is preservatives. Preservatives make sure that something doesn't deteriorate. How do we treat preservatives? Is preservatives naturally it should have deteriorated, and preservatives are holding, so the preservatives are making it happen, or the pshat is no. The preservatives are maintaining what it is in a natural state. It's enough coming in here your day about how do we treat it with bottle bell or not bottle bell. How do we understand preservative? What is it doing? Is it continuing what it is, or preservatives are making the whole thing happen? Okay, Rashi. Rashi lefosses ale halefes. So these are the leaves of these turnips. Machnisa is lekim aide emois. Is to bring these the heads of the turnips together with the leaves around them to the lafe. Okay. But you show in the beginning, you know, used to pay halefes or the crew. In the beginning, they used to go ahead and give paya for these turnips and for cabbage. That's one opinion. Tanakama. Two things for turnips and cabbage. Rabbi Yosi says aflik kaflik. Sounds like three things, including kafloid as well. What is kafloit? Leeks. That's one brice. Another brice. Don't you know another brice you learned? How you nice nin paya, they used to get paya a lefis for turnip, agrees with turnips, but Latanakama says le kafloit, and to these leeks, and Abshimon says aflakruv osa cabbages. So it sounds like three things. Name a lechayda, tlosa, tanoi, have three opinions here. Between the four opinions of the brice, there are two of them are overlapping, and the three opinions. Abshimon, Abyeh, lechayda are saying the same thing, three things. It's Latanakama, both brice are arguing. No, only three tanoim have. There's two tanoim because each one only says two, and the question is which two. So one tana says lefes and kruv. The other one says no, lefes and kafloit. In the next brisa, it's lefes and kafloit, which is a lefes and kruv. So really, both brisa are identical. So there's only a total of two tanoim. The tana kam rab shimon hayin rab yaisi. The tana kam rab yaisi hayin rab shimon. Well, my af, what's af kamaisa? Then in addition to the lefes, which everyone agrees, I'm adding one more. Okay, continue tomorrow, mitzvah.